Agenda item number 17, unless I'm getting blurry-eyed and missing, unable to count. Public hearing pertaining to black sea bass to establish the 2014 commercial black sea bass quota of 434,000 pounds.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, so this is a public hearing for Chapter 950 pertaining to black sea bass to establish the 2014 commercial black sea bass quota at 434,000 pounds, and also for a request for an April public hearing to establish recreational season and possession limits for the black sea bass recreational fishery. The commercial fishery is a limited entry fishery with a directed and a bycatch component to the fishery. Overall, the fishery landed 78% of the 2013 quota, which is the same as the 2014 quota. And both sectors of the fishery have remained under their respective quotas for 2012 and 2013. And the table on the slide just breaks down the landings by year and sector with the total landings in the quota. The other change that is needed for the commercial fishery is that the scientific name for longfin squid was recently changed, and the common name that is traditionally used is the genus name of Lolago. And so to avoid confusion, NOAA has decided to use the common name longfin squid in all official documents. The regulation changes that are proposed, the first one is to Section 47, and that is to change the year for the commercial quota for the commercial fishery, and that goes from 2013 to 2014. The other proposed amendment is to subsection D, and that is to change the term for squid from Lolago to longfin squid. This proposal has been advertised in accordance to 28.2-209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing, and the notice is in the evaluation, and we have received no public comments to date. For the recreational fishery, Virginia is in a southern region with states from Delaware down to North Carolina, and as a region, we will adopt management measures consistent with federal regulations for 2014, and those are a minimum landing size of 12.5 inches total length, a possession limit of 15 fish, and then an open season that goes from May 19th through September 18th, and then also October 18th through the end of December to the 31st. And these management measures, along with the measures that will be adopted by the northern region, are expected to achieve the approximate 7% reduction needed for 2014. So with that, the staff recommendation is to establish the 2014 commercial quota as 434,000 pounds, and to incorporate the change to the common name of squid species from Lolago to longfin squid. And then we also recommend advertising for an April 22nd public hearing to establish the 2014 recreational season and possession limits for black sea bass.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anybody wish to comment on the matter that's before the commission here pertaining to the commercial landings for the quota for black sea bass? Please come forward, sir.
My name is Paul Ewing, and I was just looking at the quota for the commercial. I also do commercial, and I'm also a charter captain, but the thing I'm looking at for the last 2 years, your quota for the commercial sector for sea bass is the last year was 338,000, something like that, whatever the number is. Why would you keep the number at 434,000 as a quota and reduce the catch for your recreational? Why wouldn't you switch a little bit so that they wouldn't have to bear the brunt? Because the last 2 years, your landings have not met the 434,000 pounds.
Chief, can you handle that?
I can. I can sound like it too, but I'm closer, so if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Sally. I didn't see
her. No, she's over there.
There you are. No, you're hiding. She retreated. No wonder I didn't see her.
They're two separate entities. Virginia has 20% of the coastwide commercial quota. Whether or not they realize it in any one year, you know, that's not the issue. The issue is the following year that's still 20% of whatever it is. You can't really swap the commercial and the recreational because both are essentially coastwide measures. With the recreational fishery, this approach called an ad hoc approach started in 2011, and as Sally noted, Delaware through North Carolina is one region, and then you get above Delaware, it's another region. So there's no way to really do the swapping at all. And, you know, you would just hope the commercial fishery has a little bit better ability to realize more fully the quota. And, you know, the recreational fishery, the commission's going to talk about next month.
Right.
Well, I guess I have a comment.
Dr. Neal.
And I've commented this before. We, to our extent that we have available to us, we really need our winter recreational sea bass fishery. I know we cannot do it at the Virginia level, but at the ASMC, the federal level, Mid-Atlantic, those kind of things, that as time goes on, as much pressure as we can exert on that. Our charter boat captains, I mean, that's a big-time fishery for them, particularly when striped bass is down. So we're targeting tautog, we're targeting tilefish, we're targeting grouper, all species that are supposed to be in worse shape than sea bass. And we have sea bass, which supposedly are in good shape, but we're closed out of that fishery during our prime time. It's a comment. I know you can't do a blooming thing about it now.
Well, actually, action has been taken. So there was a wave one fishery January and February in 2013. Some didn't like that because that's not when the National Marine Fishery Service contractors out there intercepting. But there are, it's mostly a charter-based fishery at that time. There are vessel trip reports. So it takes over a year for a recommendation to filter from the Mid-Atlantic Council to finally get passed by the National Marine Fishery Service. So as a placeholder, there is a recommendation for 2015 to have the Wave 1 fishery and to assuage the complaints a little bit to indicate that there will be better monitoring. So that's in the works. Don't know where it'll end up. Okay.
At least there's hope on the horizon, maybe.
Right.
Thank you, Rob.
Any other comments from the commission? Well, the matter is before the commission here.
Motion to approve or accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion. We have
second.
Second by Dr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously.